Probably similar to what he's talking about. You know, next couple games, people are going to still continue to be evaluated, and then it sounds like he's going to be starting to formulate a starting lineup in the next week. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that? Do you want to start? Are you concerned about that right now?
Right now I'm just concerned about the team getting better. I think that's the main thing. You know, I think basketball on this level where I'm at in my life is I want to win, mm-hmm. and it's all about winning. And you focus on that, you let everything else fall in its place. And you want to always, for me, I want to always give my maximum effort, mm-hmm. concentration, you know, energy, whatever I have, I just want to leave it out on the court. You know, because when I leave here, I don't want to go home and think I should have done this or I could have done that. When I leave here, I leave this here. Mm-hmm. So you know, you can't cross those lines. So for me, it's just focus on getting better every day.
Point guard, obviously a natural leader in basketball. Are leaders starting to evolve over the last week, and how do you feel you fit into that?
Like I said, I don't think leadership roles should ever be given away.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want to never appoint myself a leader. I want to earn that. I want to be, earn the trust of my teammates to be told that to even begin with. So it's something that's going to emerge over the season.
Is that something that you'd be willing to take on if you do emerge?
I mean, it's natural. It's something that just happens. So you have to take it on, and you have to take the pressure that comes along with it. You never be afraid to fail. So that's a part of the whole process.
How do you feel you fit into the system right now based on defense and transition?
It's bigger than me. I never really worried about myself. The game of basketball and winning is bigger than me. So when you start thinking about how you fit into the team and how you fit into the system, then you lost focus on what you're really here for, and that's hopefully winning and winning beyond regular season.
And then defensively, can you talk about the zone a little bit, how you play your role in the zone and how it's helping you guys?
The zone is going to be, I think, a situation for us where we can like stagger other teams like offense and, you know, keep them from having free flow and kind of change it up and throw them off a little bit. But it's a growing process. It's still early in the season and it's training camp. That's what training camp is for.
Is a lot of your offense, you think, this year trying to get out and run, is that going to be predicated on creating turnovers?
I think you can only run if you get turnovers, and it's only beneficial to your team if you stop them. So to get scored on and run back and get scored on again, is you're just wearing yourself out for no reason. So we have to get stops, rebounds, deflections, and just keep the other team on their heels, so to speak, and make sure that we push on them the same way, you know, say a Phoenix will push on us. And the defense is going to be the major key, though.
With that in mind, how do you think that you guys are absorbing what they're trying to teach you defensively?
I think we're working hard. You know, this is probably one of the toughest training camps I've ever been in as far as effort-wise and concentration. The team is working hard overall. And I think we're growing in the right direction. You can't really limit your growth or have like a goal, so to speak. You gotta let that just be as high as you can get and take your time and be patient and growing as a unit, and that's the only way we're going to succeed.
Are you a fan of Luke's mask?
I'm a fan of the mask. I feel bad for him. I wouldn't want to wear that thing. It looks uncomfortable, and you know, he took a hard hit, and that's tough in basketball. You know, basketball, especially guys like Luke and my size, those bigger guys, those hits really hurt. So he's tough for coming back out and playing still.
You talked about this being one of the toughest training camps you've been in. Luke mentioned, you know, the competition between everybody is just a little bit greater this year. Do you feel that as well?
I definitely feel. I feel it's a different type of focus. It's a different type of teaching technique. And as overall, our goal is more cohesive. I think that the group is trying to get to the same. The chemistry is getting built, and the group is trying to get to the same destination.
How's the teaching technique different?
I think coaches are great. He reminds me a lot of like a coach I had in the past, UB Brown, like attention to detail and teaching and teaching with a passion and teaching with a purpose. That's how I could define it the best way.